Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent school board meeting. Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and a couple things on the agenda regarding the calendar. We'll go over both of them. Thank you for joining us, Art. First thing I wanted to talk about was the approval of the year-round calendar. That's a requirement by the state, I believe. Indianola, one of the only school districts to have that year-round calendar. So talk about what the board approved as far as planning for the next several years.
Yeah, that is an every 2 year application from us to the state. And as you said, I believe we're one of just three year round elementaries in the state. And before we can enter data into the state reporting system, we need to show that we have had a public hearing and that our school board approves of us doing it. So that was a step last night to get those school board minutes so we can upload that in the application. And then the language at this point said something like approving a calendar that is substantially the same. That calendar is not built yet. We do calendar work typically in December, and we'll get the traditional calendar done first, and then the year-round calendar kind of adjust off of that. But it will be very similar to what it has been in past years. Of course, this year we started a little bit later in August, as we're making return-to-learn preparations. But typically that year-round calendar starts around July 10th or so for students. And then we have some things that we have to meet in terms of calendar requirements, which is no more than 6 weeks off in the summer and attending 10 days in 11 of the 12 months, attending at least 10 days. So we'll get that all put together and then bring the calendar back for approval from the board. But before we could even do that, we had to signal our intent to keep the year-round program going and get that permission from the board to apply to the state for that.
There's also a discussion about the intent to return to, I guess, previous dates decided on by the board. Those changed, and then the board decided to kind of move those dates back. Just kind of talk about what that was, I believe, coming back in January for students, both year-round and traditional.
Right. Well, that's this issue we've been talking about, which is we've been in this hybrid with the 90-minute early release every day, and we're trying to address the needs of our remote learners as well as our on-site learners. And, of course, everybody hopes that at some point we can return to a fairly normal school day for everybody. So that was the terminology that was used, was returning to the previously approved calendars for 2020-21 for both year-round and traditional, just meaning that if we can get everybody back on-site all day, then we'll go back to the original schedule. They approved the intent to do that because there are some other things we're trying to get in place to make that realistic in terms of supports for teachers and ways that we can still serve our remote learners, even though our teachers would be in school all day and not have that 90 minutes that they have right now. Things like hiring additional staff and improving technology and some other ideas. So the timeline there is important. That does give us a little bit of time to plan. It's also a natural time to make a change if we're going to at second semester. And it gives us a couple of more regularly scheduled meetings to kind of monitor what's happening with the virus as well.
And what were those dates again, just to clarify, kind of those returning in January, at least the intent at this point?
Sure. The start of the second semester at Irving is January 6th, and for our traditional calendars is January 20th. And again, the intention would be if we can get those other things in place and we're in a situation in our state and county where we can come back and stay face-to-face like we are, but extend that out full day, those would be the dates that would kick in.
All right, well, speaking of getting those students back to returning to full-time, kind of talk about that timeline that the district is putting together. Obviously, there's a lot of unknowns. I think we've said that in every interview we've had so far over the summer and then into the fall, but kind of talk about where the district is at right now in terms of implementing a change.
Sure. Well, we have some positions posted right now. We are advertising for elementary remote instructors, and we're advertising for an elementary special ed remote instructor as well as a secondary special ed remote instructor, and we're advertising for what we're calling remote advocates at the secondary level, middle school and high school. And those remote advocates would act as kind of a liaison between the remote learners and the school, would help take some things off the plate of teachers, particularly, again, if we are going to have them there all day, we have to find a way to accomplish some of the contacts and phone calls and administrative type things that go along with remote learning. So part of it is staffing. Part of it is technology. I know that we're doing a trial run on a couple of different voice application things right now. If we were going to Zoom kids into the classroom, the teacher would have to stay pretty close there to their laptop or to their interactive flat panel. So we're working out some things with technology as far as that goes to try to improve sound quality, because right now it seems like that would be the most practical way for serving remote learners would be to get them synchronous instruction with the rest of the class, kind of zoom them in effect. And that has been an option already, but we have not done it on a widespread basis. Most of our teachers are doing their remote instruction during that early release time. So some of it's technology, some of it's personnel, and there may be other things too, but we're just trying to figure everything out the next couple of months, and if we are able to hire some more staff, then there'll be some training involved with that too. So really that time is required and important leading up to the start of the second semester.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.